What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And, we got some very unfortunate news for you all. Skittles, go ahead.
It's been a long road. It's 68 episodes in, and it's been an honor to bless your ears with our opinions and the hard work that we have done over the last year and a half of producing our random unnamed podcast for you guys. But we have some very sad news of today that we have to announce that this is our very last episode on Mondays and before the election. But we're back, though, with another episode of the Random Unnamed Podcast. What is up, y'all?
What's going on, y'all? What's happening? So fucking thanks to the gods of work, or pretty much the assholes of work, whichever one you like to call it,
the county of Fresno, just the assholes of Fresno County.
Seriously though, my work schedule has changed yet again,
so due to that, we're going to now be recording on Mondays, and episodes will be
released on Tuesdays.
So, yep. But then again, this is our last episode on Monday. But tomorrow, I was going to say October, but November 3rd is Election Day. We've been reminded you guys for the last month and a half to get out there and register to vote. Make sure y'all go vote. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care if you vote for the president or not. Vote for the propositions. That's what matters the most to you.
Shit, put your own name on the ballot.
Right. Hey, as long as you're over 35, it counts.
I got about 4 years, so.
We talked about it. It was 2028. We talked about it that we would find out what we actually have to do to run for president. We'd run for president, see what kind of bullshit we can do. I'll be off probation. We could travel.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you want to repeal your life sentence? All right, cool. You want to repeal your death sentence? All right. If you lose this game of DBS, you get the chair. However, if you play Yu-Gi-Oh, you get banished to the Shadow Realm, which you'll still be physically alive, but you'll be dead on the inside.
You know how much stupid shit we would. You know how much stupid shit we'd be sitting. You know, we'd be sitting in the Oval Office at the desk and
playing beer pong.
We'd be playing beer pong or fucking be like hosting fucking Dragon Ball tournaments in the Oval Office and shit, right? Or Final Fantasy tournaments. Speaking of fucking Final Fantasy, pre-release for Opus 12 was this weekend. Shout out to our boys at Ender's Games in Clovis for hosting the Final Fantasy pre-release tournaments today. Finished technically tied for second, but technically because of the ruling, and it's technically third or fourth. So, hey, yeah. I'm cool with that. I finished 2-1. I'm cool with that. But yeah, so what's up? Besides your change of work schedule, what's up?
Not much. Some things that happened over the weekend, or started off Friday, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't go into full disclosure about that. I'm sitting so far back that the mic's not really picking me up. I
mean, it's picking you up, but just not that great.
Yeah. Had a relative's aunt pass away, so that sucked, because we find out about it about like 1:30 in the morning.
Even if you're not that close to that person, it's still technically a family member. So I mean, it always hurts. So. And whatnot. So we've all had to go through that at some point. One way or another, we've had family members that we weren't close to, or somebody that we were super close to, pass away. So, anytime somebody has to go through that, it sucks. So,
yeah, it really does.
I ain't been up to shit. Kids are in school. I got, so speaking of kids in school, so I got 3 more weeks of the kids being in school and then a week of Thanksgiving break. Then they go back for 3 weeks before they get an entire fucking month off for Christmas break. So it's already November though. Like, holy fuck, people, it's November. Like, we've been in fucking quarantine for 7 months now.
In between number.
Right, 7.5 months. I don't fucking remember. It was middle of March, so still. Fuck, dude. What you do for Halloween, by the way? Halloween was yesterday. So did you do anything for Halloween besides work?
Oh, just work.
Just work, yeah. I took the kids out. It was cool. We walked over to... We made the mistake and walked to Target first. Then we walked all the way to the church. That was a whole extra lot of the walking. It wasn't really necessary.
Oh, yeah.
But we bought the kids the little belts, wrestling belts that they got now. So, I mean, it wasn't really a bad decision, but it just added a lot of extra walking.
Yeah, I'm still gonna take the title from one of them.
I don't know. The fun part about having the titles. I remember growing up when I was their age, my mom had spent the money and got me an actual real replica of the old school fucking World Heavyweight Championship in WCW. Dude, I was so stoked when growing up having one of those. Like, hell, even my kids are happy just to have what they got, what the little plastic ones that they got. So, and they're not even as big wrestling fans as I was when I was growing up.
Oh, but you know what they're all, you know what I can tell Little Miss Skittles is a fan of? Mm. DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, months back, we talked about it on the show. We were binge watching Arrow, you know, which we finally finished. But then, I mean, I knew that it was something that she had been wanting to watch. It's something that I wanted to watch as well, because besides Arrow, I thought Legends was a better show than anything else that DC was putting out at the time on the CW, or as they were calling it, the CW-verse, or whatever it is. Whatever. But yeah, I mean, yesterday when you came over and was it yesterday? That's right, you were here when we got back from trick-or-treating. That's right. I mean, yeah, just a few episodes of what we were watching yesterday while you were here. It's one of those shows I do want to go and binge-watch, but I got so much other shit to binge-watch right now. I got, like, 30 seasons of fucking Survivor that I can be binge-watching, which is what I have been watching. I got 5 seasons in already, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
I started on season
8. I've just been binge-watching DC Legends Tomorrow. Like, it was like... You know what? Like, I interrupted so many shows I was binge watching, like Money Heist. I'm still not done with that. Should have been done with that because that it's a short. It's not that it's a short series. It's just that, like, it. I think it's because I get annoyed a little bit because if you watch it in English,
it doesn't match up with what they're actually saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and given the fact that I'm able to watch a kung fu flick and deal with it. Like, okay, that works. For some reason I can't watch that with that, especially with the subtitles too mixed with it, and I'm like, yeah, your subtitles ain't lining up with what you're saying, man.
Well, I mean, it's like Dragon Ball Super, which is on Hulu now. I've been watching that with the kids lately, and like, because they do have, I think it was Z on Hulu as well, but it's the Japanese version. I'm like, I have no problem watching the Japanese version. I'll read the fucking subtitles.
But for the kids, it's different.
It's different. But so I was going to watch Super by myself because I thought it was in Japanese, but it's in English. And I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm cool with that. So we've been watching that. We haven't been watching it a lot of it because the kids are obviously in school during the mornings and whatnot. So, which is when I typically watch it. But So let's see. Besides, let's see, what else have I been binge watching? That's pretty much it. The new season of Mandalorian dropped on Friday.
Oh yeah,
I've not watched episode one yet.
I have. I watched it at midnight. To be honest.
Well, to be all right, if we're being honest, I've read the spoilers about it. So, I don't know everything that happens in the show, but I know the main points of what they were trying to get across and everything like that. So that's cool. So, spoiler alert: if you haven't watched Mando yet, skip the next few minutes because we're going to talk about it for a second. Because, spoiler: 3, 2, 1. Fucking Boba's alive. I think it was the only reason he's actually alive is because the fans wanted him alive.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to have somebody who was as prevalent in the original series as Boba, and not give him a backstory.
Right.
You know, they kind of give him a backstory because of...
End of the fourth quarter. They are now 2-6.
Yeah, Cowgirls lost. But yeah, you know what I mean, though? Is like, you kind of give him a backstory with Attack of the Clones and mm-hmm. Revenge of the Sith and how we get the clones and everything like that. But we don't get the backstory of Boba Fett, you know? So now, with this season, the first episode... You know, we get the backstory. And I'm just happy they were able to get the same actor that played Boba or Jango or whatever in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
That part is when I read that and they said... Oh, shit, my bad. Fucking shooting hair bands at you. I read that and I was kind of real happy about that. And then the fact that...
I was gonna make a current event joke right there.
About what?
Even then, how's black people getting shot by white people?
Shit. But then the fact that they got the what's his name? Timothy something to play the sheriff dude. That part's cool. I like that. I like him as an actor.
I want to know what Sasha Banks' role going to be, though. Who is she supposed
to be? I'm looking forward to that.
And then we're supposed to also get Ahsoka.
Uh-huh. I don't think we'll get that until the second half of the season.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to be like, everybody knows Ahsoka is going to be in this season. There's no way we're going to get that in the first half. I mean, there's only 8 episodes anyways, and they're all only an hour long. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they got to be real careful. Favreau's got to be real careful how he... produce the show, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be similar to the last season of the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
you know, it was 12 episodes, but they did 3 arcs, so yeah. It'll be the same. I think it'll be 2-4 episode arcs, and I don't think Ahsoka will get introduced until end of episode 4, episode 5. So
yeah,
that's probably when we'll get Sasha as well, because Sasha, the rumor is. A Jedi.
That division is trash as fuck.
Yeah, it really is. Alright, so if you're skipping along because you didn't want the Mando spoilers, we're done talking about that now. So we'll talk about sports. The NFL. It's Sunday, obviously.
Yep.
Oh, shit, excuse me. My Texans didn't play, so we are still happily 1-6. We play Jacksonville next week, and Minshew's not playing, so we'll see.
No porn stash?
Yeah. What division were we talking about? Oh, the Cowgirl division, that's right. Holy fuck.
That division is horrible.
Nobody is over 2-1. Holy shit. The Eagles are 2-4. Washington.
2-5.
2-5. The Cowgirls are 2-5, and the Giants are 1-6. Holy fuck.
The NFC West is...
And I thought my division was bad. Oh, no. I thought my division was bad. Holy fuck.
Everyone else's division have at least 2 wins, has at least 3 wins, sort of say.
Well, let's see. The NFC West is 6-1, 5-2, 5-3, 4-4.
Yep.
The NFC South, you got the Saints at top, 5-2. The Bucks at 5-2. And they play tomorrow night. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Bucks do. Panthers at 3-5, and the Falcons at 2-6. NFC North, we got the Packers at 5-2. The Bears, who are 5-3.
We gotta play them. We gotta play them Thursday.
Who? The Niners. The Packers or the Bears?
No, the Niners gotta play Green Bay Thursday.
Ooh.
And we just lost Kittle and Garoppolo today in the fourth quarter.
Lions are 3-4, and the Vikings are 2-5. So today it was the Vikings and the Packers. Dalvin Cook beat the Packers. It was 28-22 was the final score. Dalvin Cook had 4 touchdowns. 3 rushings and 1 passing.
Shit.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook beat the Green Bay Packers today. We already talked about the NFC East. In the AFC, we have the East. The Bills are 6-2. The Dolphins are 4-3. The Bucks are 2-5. The Patriots are 2-5. And the Jets, the worst team the worst team in football, 0-8. Yeah, I called the Bucks, but the Patriots because of Brady. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The former New England Brady's are now.
Yeah.
They're 2-5.
The only in the NFC God damn, I can't speak. AFC North, the only remaining undefeated team are the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's
in football in general.
Yeah. Are 7-0. Baltimore is 5-2, Cleveland's 5-3, and Cincinnati's 2-5-1.
Yep.
In the AFC South, the Titans are 5-2, the Colts are 5-2, the Texans and the Jags are both 1-6. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are 7-1, the Raiders are 4-3, the Broncos are 3-4, and the Chargers are 2-5. Yeah, I'm glad that we're one of the. I can't say that I'm glad we're one of the worst football teams out there because we don't have any fucking draft picks in the first round this year. So I can't be happy about being a shitty team this year because it's not like we're going to get a fucking draft pick. That's one of the worst fucking things that you can have is no fucking draft picks and be one of the worst teams in football.
Like, at least y'all have wins.
Well, yeah, I'm happy we got one win. I'm not saying that but I'm saying is like, all right, we gonna suck this year. I'm cool with sucking, you know, and being one of the
titties.
You know, I'm perfectly happy being one of the worst teams in football. If we had draft picks. If we had draft picks, cool, not a problem. It means we're drafted in the top 5. And then we're drafted in the top 5 of the second round. Cool, not a fucking problem. But the simple fact of trading our shit away for the fucking most penalized player in football, like, what the fuck? Like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, it's horrible. The basketball. They announced that their new season is starting
December 28th, I believe.
Yeah, it was around the 28th, right around Christmas.
So I heard Rajon Rondo is going to the Clippers.
I'm like, free agency buzz. We'll go free agency buzz. See what we got.
You know what? Handle this for a minute. Cause I gotta fucking pee. I gotta go take a whiz.
Oh shit. Okay, so
probably got Dookie too, but I don't care.
Giannis signed a 5-year contract.
Who in here?
Anthony Davis looking to return to LA.
You got a bush outside I can use?
No.
Back up.
Who's in the bathroom?
Your mom.
Oh.
Her mom.
Gotcha. Okay. Team's goal is... All right, Miami's goal this offseason is to take care of the players that we have. That include Dragic, Crowder, Leonard, and Derek Jones Jr. Miami also wants to remain flexible ahead of the 21. Could include superstars as Giannis, Kawhi, and Paul George. Let's go! All-star Bam Adebayo's extension eligible as he enters the final year of his rookie deal. Let's go. Any one of those three players to Miami, I would be perfectly fucking happy. a possibility of Giannis, Kawhi, or Paul George to Miami.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be chasing that because...
Dude.
People are going to be chasing after being in the...
Oh yeah, being
like you're gonna be a Clipper, Laker, or a Heat.
Yeah, and then Adebayo, he's yes, we're still recording. What's up?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, he's just got to take a piss. No, we're just I gotta find. Okay, so he's gonna go take a shit. All right, so out so I can finish.
About to drop off some one-way preachers
into the man of the week. All right, out so I can I can record while he's gone.
Yeah, close
it. All right, so as he's gone, let's see what we can talk about. Sports related, like I said, the basketball free agency is going. As a Heat fan, I would love any one of those three players: Giannis, Kawhi, PG. We got to re-sign Adebayo, especially since he's in his final year of his rookie contract. So those would all be awesome players to be able to re-sign. Baseball-related news. We haven't talked about it in a while, actually, but the playoffs ended. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. As a Giants fan, it sucks. But at the same time... you know, I as a Giants fan, it sucks, but as just a fan of baseball, it's whatever. To those of you who think that the Lakers or the Dodgers championships shouldn't count or they're not legitimately championships, hey, you know what? They are. And again, this is coming from a Giants fan with the Lakers or with the Dodgers winning, and a Heat fan with the Lakers winning. Hey, you know what? They played the game. They get paid to play. And whether it was 60 games, 162 games, or if it's 10 games or 82 games, it's still a season. So y'all could just take it and shove it because it's still a championship. A ring is a ring. A championship is a championship. Are you going to say that little league players that only play 10 games and win their championship isn't a championship because their season's only 10 games long? Like, come on, people. A championship is a championship. So shout out to the Dodgers for winning that and whatnot, because, you know, it's, you know, anytime you win a championship, no matter who you are, it's awesome. So congrats to them. So yeah, and then last night, Saturday night, was UFC fight night. It was Uriah Hall versus Anderson Silva in Anderson Silva's very last match. Yeah, Uriah Hall won by TKO in the fourth round with a minute and 24 into the fourth round. From what I've seen of it, it was a hell of a fight. You know, as somebody who grew up watching UFC, somebody who became a fan of Anderson Silva very early on in his career and in my life, it kind of hurts to see one of the last real legends of UFC who made what UFC really is today finally be done. So it kind of, you know, that one hurts. Obviously, I wish Silva would have won, but he finishes his career off with a 34-11 record. But then again, I'm a huge Uriah Hall fan too. So, I mean, seeing Uriah win, that's awesome for as well. He has a 17-9 record. There was a couple of other fights, big name fights over the weekend. Greg Hardy fought. He won. Yes, the Greg Hardy from football. He's 7-2. He beat Maurice Green, who's 9-6. Thiago Moses, he won by unanimous decision. And then in Bellator, I can't pull that up right now because UFC is the only fucking MMA, right? Where did they go? Yep. That's the only, UFC is the only MMA that fucking ESPN will fucking talk about. But in Bellator, Jake Hager, which we all know is Jack Swagger, who's over in AEW now, he fought on Saturday night, and he won by split decision, and whatnot. So, I wish CM Punk would go back to UFC, but we all know that that's not going to happen after he got his ass whooped twice in a row. There's rumor that Lesnar is heading back to UFC soon. So that'll be nice to see, but we'll see. McGregor has locked in his fight for January 23rd, 2021. So we'll see about that. Khabib, I fucking can't pronounce his last name, but, he retired, what was it, like 2 weeks ago. People are already saying that he's going to come out of retirement so he can fight McGregor to try to go 30-0 since he's retired at 29-0. So we'll see about that. Let's see, what else in sports-related news can we talk about? We don't talk about NASCAR on here. Oh, the Dolphins' new quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, I can't fucking pronounce the kid's name, but he started his first career start and won. So, yeah, I think that's just about it in the world of sports. So let's go over to Twitter, in the world of Twitter, and see what's trending in the world. Speaking of Halloween, did you all see Kylie Jenner's group dressed as the Power Rangers? Like, come on. They all look pretty good. Whether you liked it or not, they all look pretty damn good. As a huge Power Rangers fan, fuck, I got them tattooed on me. I mean, all right, I gotta admit, the costumes were kind of a little bit like, eh. But overall, they did pull them off. So, hey, when JD, Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger, Tommy, gives them a fucking shout out and says, hey, it worked. It really did work. It really did. News-related trending topics. I guess we got to get political a little bit because there's a lot of political shit that's trending. So let's talk about that. An AOAX's debt report claims that President Trump plans to declare a premature victory if he appears quote unquote ahead on election night. He has come out and said he denies that, and he will not. He just does not feel that it's right for ballots to be collected after Election Day. Which, all right, I kind of have to agree on that. Election Day is on a specific day. We have the right to vote early, but there's nothing that says we're allowed to vote late. So, me personally, I kind of have to agree on him on that. Everybody has different opinions on that, but I do have to agree if it's being accepted late, then what's the point? In Texas, the Texas Supreme Court denies the Republicans' petition to throw out over 100,000 ballots in Harris County cast through drive-through voting booths. I honestly think the drive-through voting things are kind of cool. It kind of makes sense for some people. As a father of three, for my car went down. So obviously drive-through voting is not a possibility for me. And I don't even think our county is even allowing it this year. But I think drive-through voting would be a fairly reliable option if it's legitimate. But I also don't think that as somebody like myself, who's a father of three, it'd be a lot nicer to have my kids in the backseat of my car buckled up on a phone or on a tablet and me not having to get them out of the car and go inside and have to do voting with them in the booth and everything like that. It's kind of a little bit more private as well.
Just make it to where it's like. Like just like how you said, drive through drop off valley, but make their voting spots the places you would go to order food.
Yeah, outside of McDonald's, you know, like as we're leaving the McDonald's, give us two lanes: one lane to go do our vote, another lane to leave. You know, that I could see that working. You know, I also see a lot of traffic in parking lots if that was to be the case. But yeah, I don't. Honestly, I agree with the Supreme Court decision in that one where the ballot should count. It's not really ballot harvesting. The person's legally voting in their own car. There's no... And you're watching the person do it, or not watching the person, but you can see the person voting.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I don't see... I honestly do not see a problem with drive-through voting. So... And yes, as you can hear, our boy Rex is done taking his shit. So,
yep. It was one of those where like my stomach started hurting. At first, I was going to take a piss and be done. And I was like, nope, gotta take shit. My stomach's hurting, all for like two little droplets.
Let's see what else is trending. All right, let's check entertainment.
Oh yeah. I got a special announcement. Hey, ladies, you want to make your 2020 better to where it's not only going to benefit you, but also benefit the world? If your name is Tess, find a man who's willing to change his name or who hasn't already had the surname, Tickles, and marry that man. You know how much laughter that would bring to the world? In this year.
That's funny.
Hey, Miss Testicles. Whoa, what the fuck?
Shit, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, I came across another meme that said that shit. So.
shit. There's not a lot.
There's really nothing, literally.
No, there really isn't a lot trending right now. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are officially engaged. Whatever. Drake has a confirmed release date for his new album.
Oh shit, the Hocus Pocus cast will reunite for a sequel.
Yeah. Again. I'm not a big fan of I've never been a fan of Hocus Pocus, so
What?
What?
Batwoman unveils for a first look at.
Oh yeah. The new chick in her costume. Yeah, the new black chick that's going to be the new Batwoman.
All right, here we go. Yeah, RC are terribly terrible.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, she looks good in it. I mean...
I was reading the terribly terrible thing from someone else. Yeah. From a tweet. One of the photos. Yeah.
Always taking white characters and make them black, but never taking black characters and making them white, Hispanic, etc. Talk about cultural
appropriation. Whoa. Time out. First of all, Last Samurai. And then whatever the movie was where what's his face played a Mexican. I forgot what it is. I forgot his name that fast.
Well, I mean, if you want to fucking look at it. What's that samurai movie that Tom Cruise was in?
Yeah, The Last Samurai.
Yeah.
The Last Samurai, then the one where, not Tom Cruise, but I think it was Brad Pitt. He played like the Mexican or something like that.
Shit, I'd have to fucking, I don't know. But yeah, the fucking Tom Cruise playing a Japanese dude, a samurai. Like, come on, man. Like, seriously? Honestly, I don't have a problem with it. I don't see a problem with it. I think Ruby Riott made a great... Obviously, she didn't want to do it no more. So, like, all right, fine. But, like, to be 100% honest, I don't have a problem with it. And she looks kind of good in the fucking suit, too. So, I don't see a problem with it. I really don't. So, that starts in...
And stop and people stop saying, "Oh, let's recast Black Panther with all white people." It could work in the sense given that Africa has diversity.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's also one of those like, all right, y'all want to keep playing that route? Let's make everybody on the cast of Friends black.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Honestly, that would have been funny. All right, so now this is coming from the University of Virginia. Now, I'm not sure when this video came out. Now, this first post coming from, whatchamacallit? This first post I found is from February 12th. So, all right. So, what it was the University of Virginia earlier this year, the beginning of February, opened a new multicultural student center. Okay? Now, obviously, Rex, you're reading the
yeah.
Okay. But when you think of multicultural student center, okay?
Everybody should be working.
Everybody is welcome there. Okay? So, I'm going to play this clip. It's only 37 seconds long. All right. I'm going to play this clip. And it's this black chick who makes a public service announcement about the new multicultural center. What the fuck? Where did it go?
Just, and it's
gone. Oh, mother. Oh, there it is. All
right.
All right. So, black woman makes a public service announcement inside the multicultural center that had literally just opened, as she says, 4 days ago. So, here we go. Take a listen.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC, and frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Like, really?
You damn.
Like, really? Like, when something opens on campus, everybody want to fucking
now
go?
Here's my counter question. Well, if they're white and black, what you going to do now? They're real multicultural. Shit. Well, if they're fucking purple and brown, shit. Well, right?
But yeah, that's my point, though. It's like, it's a multicultural center. That means Everybody is welcome there. Not just black people, not just Asians, not just Mexicans, not just Hindus. Doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
Multicultural means one in one.
Like, come on. And no offense, but it's fucking Virginia.
Right?
What do you expect from Virginia? Honestly, I actually don't know. I've never been to Virginia. I don't know.
Wait, go back.
Wait, what?
People, how do you stay so calm and level-headed while everyone else is freaking out over the economy? These people have no idea how to live without money. They're what's called new poor. We're old poor.
That's fucking true. For real. As fuck. I've been poor my entire life. Oh, that's funny.
All my life I've been poor, but it really don't matter. No. Go back. Scroll back up one more time. Yeah.
This one?
No.
This one?
She is fine.
She really is. She's one of those. She's got that hidden hotness.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the chick from the AT&T commercials.
Lily.
Yeah, Lily. Yeah. It's one of those. She's got that, like if you caught her at a restaurant in one of those skin tight dresses, you're just like, that's one lucky motherfucker.
I'm like, why'd y'all leave AT&T?
Right? So,
oh shit! You were now. Tell me this is not true or not. So saw something the other day, and it said, "What's the number one rule of being a Star Wars fan?" you must hate Star Wars. The fuck?
It don't make no sense.
This is. At first, I was like,
I mean, every person bitches about something about Star Wars. I mean, like, come on. But then again, who hasn't bitched about Marvel movies? Who hasn't bitched about Fast and the Furious movies? Who hasn't bitched about Harry Potter now, movies?
This is my theory on that whole thing. They must have never watched the original Star Wars first before they watch
episode 9. Yeah. Well, that's the thing,
the last three, the last saga.
Like, it's all right. Well, obviously, we had 4, 5, and 6. And then we got 1, 2, 3, and then we got 7, 8, 9. All right. Could you imagine?
Then we're going to get 11, 12, 13, or 20, or we're going to get 8, 17, 18, 19.
No, if we were to do another set of 9, it would be 13, 14, 15, then 10, 11, 12, and then 15, 16, 17, something like that.
Like, this shit still trips me out how the older movies had way better technology than...
Well, that's what I was going to get to, too. Could you imagine what the story actually would have been if they would have made the movies back then? Could you imagine what 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3, and then 7, 8, 9? But the first one came out, what was it, 77?
Yep.
So, like, could you imagine that... Episode 9 when it came out in 2001, when the original Phantom Menace came out, or it was like 99 or something like that when it came out. So could you imagine that though? If we would have never taken that 20-year break from 6 to 1,
right?
You know, and then we got 1, 2, 3, and then 10 years later, 5 years later, whatever, 7, 8, 9. So. Yeah, I think it would have been a completely different story, and I think it would have been completely different. The fuck?
Yeah,
somebody was watching Wild and Out while they were taking a shit.
This is so true. Female PE teachers now versus female PE teachers when I was a kid. So fucking true,
dude. That is so fucking true. That is so fucking true. All the fucking PE teachers now, fucking all the hot chicks and shit.
They could just be regular math teachers too, though.
Right. It started right around the time that I graduated, because I had this fucking, I had a, in my junior year, I had a, the fuck?
This will be a dope ass team. Holy shit.
Iverson, Kobe, MJ, Shaq and LeBron. Yeah, no, ain't nobody stopping that team.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. That would be shit. That's a lineup for you right there. But yeah, as I was saying, that whole thing started right around the time I was graduating. Because my junior year, I had this English teacher that she was maybe 30. And she was a shorter, and she was a little bit plus size, but she, oh my gosh, she was fine as fuck, you know. And then my senior year, I had a what subject did she teach? It was history, I think. And she was not even 30, not even 30. I mean, maybe 25, 25, 28 at the oldest. And whatnot, and she, yeah, dude, she was tall, she was skinny, she was fucking, like, just perfectly fucking rounded out and everything like that. It was just like, holy fuck, dude. So, yeah, it started about that, right around fucking 2010, 2009, when I started graduating.
Actually a little bit earlier than that for me, because, let's see, I think it was either freshman or sophomore year. You can ask Flex about this. Oh man, our science teacher, Miss Orlop.
Mm.
Enough said. I'm gonna just stop.
Oh shit. So, you got a song of the week?
I do. It's the song that actually just made me want to get Hennessy.
Oh shit, that's right. You've been on a Hennessy kick lately.
No, but before that, I started reading manga again, and I found this one called Chainsaw Man. Okay. It's like 80 or 90 something chapters going right now. New chapter just dropped today, I believe. But I'm barely on chapter 28 or 29. Pretty much. I shit you not. Starts off with a kid working for the Yakuza because his dad had a debt and his dad killed himself.
Oh shit.
So they're forcing the kid to pay back however much money he was in debt to, right? Kid was able to pay it off, but he sold parts of his body. He sold an eye, sold one of his balls, sold fucking donated like kidneys and shit like that, and fuck everything. Then you start demon. Then he gets into the realm of demon hunting or devil hunting, and he's killed devils and fiends and shit and demons, and he sells the carcasses for money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Yakuza betrayed him, and they kill him and his dog. Who his dog has a fucking chainsaw on the head, in the middle of his forehead. Like that shit tripped. At first, I was like, "What the fuck?" But then shit gets real because he dies from because the Yakuza made a deal with another devil. They're like, "Yeah, kill this one, chop his body up, put him in." With his dog and put them both in a fucking dumpster. His dog was one of the devils. Chainsaw devil. And the dog was like, "You saved my life," and yada yada yada. So in return for I can bring you back to life, but in return, let me live in your dreams. Cause I like hearing about how your what you want to do in your dreams and or how you want to make your dreams come true. So poof, Chainsaw Man. Shit gets kind of shit starts off cool and then shit gets fucked up.
That just sounds fucked up.
But this is his whole, and now here's the best yet funniest thing of the whole entire thing. His whole motivation for like probably like a good 4 or 5 chapters. Titties.
What any man's motivation is not titties, you know?
I shit you not. Pure titty, the power of anime titties.
Well, yeah.
Because for so long he's been treated so wrong by the Yakuza. Like they tell him to eat a cigarette, he'll eat a fucking cigarette just to pay off a debt, to pay off his dad's debt. Now he runs into somebody that's doing the same thing, but at the same time they're treating him with respect on it. And he's like, this is the first time anyone, especially a woman, ever been so nice to me, giving me hot meals and giving me a job and everything like that. He's head over heels for this one chick. And now his mission is solely to kill this one devil that everyone's having trouble with, just to have sex with his new boss.
Fuck.
It's called Devil Man. So go ahead. Not Devil Man. Chainsaw Man.
Okay. I want to start, I've been meaning to. I know that there's the YouTube videos that you can watch to get caught up on it, but I want to go back and read some of the Shattered Grid and whatnot of the Power Rangers comics. But I ain't trying to buy that shit in fucking hard copies, though.
Yeah, because that wouldn't last. Yeah. One of the boys or Madison will try to read it.
Be ripped in fucking a heartbeat. Yep, no, I'm good. I do want to start. I do want to read those. And speaking of that, I got this week putting my order in for the board game, And I will have that hopefully by Thanksgiving. So
fuck, we gotta wait a whole entire fucking week for pricing for Final Fantasy cards, huh?
Well, there's yeah, pretty much.
Because I just need one Regis card.
Mm. Yeah, because pretty much, yeah. Right now, it's all pre-release pricing.
Yeah.
So then next week, we'll have the actual boosters that come out.
The song I was going to look for already just popped up.
That's funny. All right, so you want to go first? You want me to go first? I got mine queued up already, so but it's, you can go first. Well,
so this is called Henny and Ginger Ale by Bayer Hawthorne.
You let a portion of the song play that wasn't actually lyrics.
Yeah. I was like, fucking A. I was off by like X amount of seconds. I didn't want to go back and look for it either.
That's funny.
I watched the video. I was like, you know what? There has been parties like that where it's just a simple bottle of Hennessy just get shit on and cracking. And I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want Hennessy.
To be 100% honest, thinking about it, I don't think I've ever actually had Henny. I'm thinking about it. I'm not 100% sure, though. I can't tell you for 100% certain that I have or have not. Just like, I want to try Brandy, but I know I've never tried it.
Yeah, E&J is one of those things. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that and you're supposed to drink it warm, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of warm liquor. I'm really not. The colder it is, the smoother. To me, the colder it is, the smoother it goes down and the better it tastes. But I know that there's some alcohol that you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Like whiskey, for example. You're not supposed to actually drink that cold. Or at least put it in the freezer. You're supposed to leave it in a warm room, and then when you want to drink it, you just pour it on ice.
Yeah.
I can't do that, though. I like taking shots of whiskey, though. So, for me, it's just better when it's cold. So,
I might need some whiskey glasses. I got actually, speaking of whiskey glasses, I got to go buy another set. Because I had one specifically, solely for me. Uh-huh. And that shit, I let that shit just collect dust and everything. I was like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, now that it's Christmas time, I guess you can say, because it's November officially, all the big box stores like Walmart and Target and even Winco are putting out their like gift sets and whatnot. And I was at Winco on Friday, and they have all of the Jack Daniels gift sets. And so like the Gentleman Jack gift set comes with a shaker. The regular Jack gift set comes with a highball glass, which is what you're supposed to drink a Jack and Coke out of. And then the Jack Honey and the Jack Rye and the Fire all come with a two set whiskey glasses. And they're only like 20.
Nice.
They're only like $20.
Yeah.
So, because you're paying for pretty much, you're paying the $15 for the bottle, and then you're paying the $5 for the extra thing.
Yeah, I had bought a bottle of Hornitos.
Mm-hmm.
It came with two bottles. Actually, it came with one for the when Golden State were NBA champions.
Oh,
yeah, it came with another bottle on the side to make fucking to make slushies with or some shit like that.
Nice.
And it came with two shot glasses. I was like, fuck yeah. Now those two shot glasses are fucking dirty as fuck, just like my other glass.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of actually kind of, this is a perfect lead in to my song of the week, because my song of the week is by Big and Rich, the country band. Well, John Rich put out, I think it was late last year, early this year, put out his own whiskey. And there's a box set that you can buy. Now, he released this earlier this year, but of course, it's being the holiday season now. They're putting a lot more out. It's called the 2020 Survival Kit. And it's just like two bottles of his alcohol and something else and whatnot. And I've been wanting to fucking try it, but I've never actually spent the money to get it. But I do want to fucking get a set of that, because I want to try his whiskey and whatnot. But that is my song of the week this week. So it's Big and Rich. We're coming to your city.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well,
now, I feel that if we ever took our show on tour, that would be a perfect song for our tour, because I feel like we would just be partying it up in every city that we were to go to.
It's funny that both songs of the week had to do with alcohol.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, actually, there's a lot of that song where talks about alcohol, but then it also talks about getting highly fucking buzzed off fucking drugs and shit, and then it also talks about just eating like crazy too. Like one of the first lines of the song is making our way through Colorado, getting as high as the Rocky Mountains or something like that, and then it's like, we'll stop in Cincinnati for Skyline Chili, and it's just like, and then it's just touring the fucking country and just partying it up. And I feel that if we were ever go on tour for our show, it really would be fucking, it can't be that loud though, dude. It really can't. Yeah. But yeah, that would be what our show would be if we were on tour. It'd just be nothing but a big ass fucking party.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we really would. All right. So we're going to get the fuck up on out of here.
Yep.
Remember, this is the last episode on Monday.
And remember, if you're not going to vote on the president, at least vote on propositions.
Exactly, because that is what matters to you the most. That's what affects you the most, is the local propositions and your local congressmen, your local senators. So you don't want to vote for a certain person on president, vote for yourself, and then vote for your propositions in your neighborhood. Remember, if you need any help, you still have a chance to register to vote up until the deadline of 8 p.m. tomorrow night, or tonight, Tuesday night, whatever it is. And if you need help on what your local propositions are, go to ballotready.org, type in your address, and they will pop up all of your local propositions, who you can vote for, and whatnot. It is something that I have done multiple times to be able to get ready for the election. So remember, next Tuesday, our new episode will be dropping. So until then,
get the fuck Rex out. And that's Skittles, and we're getting the fuck out of here.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home. But you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better
choice of words that I can't use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have